Sophia was sent back to the convent for good, giving Peter the free hand he needed to start westernizing Russia. Peter's first initiative was intentionally drastic. He outlawed the long beards and outlawed the long flowing caftans, which were part of a boyar's traditional dress. Peter preferred going clean-shaven and wearing Western clothes, and he expected his court to do likewise. Peter also made changes to the Russian Orthodox Church. When the Patriarch of Moscow died in 1700, Peter refused to let a new patriarch be elected, which left the church effectively headless. Shortly before his death, Peter put the church in the hands of a holy synod of 10 churchmen appointed by the Tsar. Orthodoxy would always remain at the center of Russian life, but from this point on, it would also be an instrument of the Tsar's government. Peter's greatest dream was to establish what he called a window on the Baltic. In Kievan Rus' earliest days, Great Novgorod, although inland itself, had been a great center of Baltic Sea trade. Ivan the Terrible had opened up the port of Arkhangelsk in 1553, but it was ice-blocked half the year. Ivan's attempt to find a Baltic outlet resulted in the disastrous Livonian War.